Welcome to our Buddhist cloister. As you pass through the gates, you'll notice that there's many, many small shrines with many different kinds of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. There's two walking boardwalks for walking meditation up and down, up and back, and there's also lovely little 8-foot by 8-foot meditation huts where you can go and sit and practice. The huts are available by reservation, and there is a slight fee, a small fee, to stay in one for a while. The huts are designed with a sitting pad, a mattress in case you want to lie down, a clock, a light, a heater, and a small Buddhist shrine on the wall. The purpose of meditation huts is as old as the Buddha himself. In Thailand, our Theravada brothers and sisters call them kutis, which is usually a hut that they build out of straw or rushes or bamboo, and it's designed for very, very simple living. The purpose of all the different shrines with all the different Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is to help teach people the different Buddhas and what they mean and how they impact our life and what their practice is. Buddhism statues are simply great stories. They're not necessarily any power other than our own hearts, but they tell stories of different aspects of Buddhism and different teachers of Buddhism down through the years. So if you would do a good practice, walk around this area and look at all the faces of all the Buddhas and see which one best touches your heart. And when you find that, put your hands together, do a slight bow, and just think of yourself entering into this great realm of meditation and practice and teaching that comes from this particular statue's origin. I wish you well in that journey, and please feel free to ask anyone who's out there a question about the different statues and which one you've chosen, and ask someone about it and ask what the teaching is there. Remember again that all the statues in Buddhism tell a story. I want to welcome you again to Trout Lake Abbey.